This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The mayor of San Juan and the head of the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority are going to be on Capitol Hill tomorrow testifying about the still slow recovery from Hurricane Maria, which hit a bit more than a month and a half ago. As of today, only 42% of the island has electricity, and that enduring blackout is one reason that tens of thousands of people have decided the island isn't livable right now and thus have decided to leave. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson caught up with some of the new arrivals in New York City.
All right, thank you.
Jenny Nieves is in a borrowed winter coat, braving a crisp fall day to pick up her new benefits card.
For food stamps, Medicaid, some cash, too. I think it's twice a month.
She's been in New York about a week now. She taught second grade in Puerto Rico, but she's not licensed to teach here. She takes a spot in line and starts chatting with people around her.
Tú también, yo también, de Luquillo.
I'm already meeting people here that are from Puerto Rico, also like me.
Nieves and her 14-year-old son are staying with her niece in a one-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. She left her home in Luquillo, about 45 minutes from San Juan, because of the lack of power and water, the empty store shelves, and long lines for food. She also homeschools her son, so he couldn't do any of his online coursework without the internet. Her parents, in their 70s and diabetic, are still in Puerto Rico, which is really stressing her out. Her dad didn't want to leave their house.
I could be here another month. I could be here 3 months, 5 months. I'm just not sure yet. It's still too early for me to tell how long I'm going to be here.
She's also thinking about moving here for good. She says even before the storm, she considered leaving Puerto Rico because the economy there has been so bad for so long. This might push her to make the leap. The Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College estimates nearly 500,000 Puerto Ricans might leave the island in the 2 years after Maria. That's 14% of the population. Areas of the country that already have large Puerto Rican populations are preparing for a new wave of migrants. Florida's governor said his state already received more than 73,000 Puerto Ricans. New York has opened a hurricane service center in the Bronx to help evacuees tap into city and nonprofit services all in one place.
We're hearing mostly that people are looking for long-term employment. They want to make sure that their kids are enrolled in school.
Johanna Conroy is director of human services for New York City Emergency Management.
Some people came up here with nothing but what they were wearing, so we're hearing need for winter clothes.
Conroy says the center is operating near capacity and processed about 300 families in its first week. One thing New York isn't able to offer much of is affordable housing. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Puerto Ricans are welcome here, but he cautioned them against coming unless they have family or friends to stay with. Outside the center, Leslie Rodriguez loads her elderly parents into a car after spending a couple hours registering them for Medicaid and other services. Her dad was hospitalized with bronchitis just 2 days after arriving in New York.
What the doctor explained to me is that it wasn't a bacterial bronchitis. It was a bronchitis caused by the fumes of the generators.
She's lived in New York almost 20 years and said she's glad to be able to take her parents in, but it's been chaotic.
It's drastic because they need a lot of help right now. It's very overwhelmed because I want to be able to provide everything that they might need. They're having a lot of anxiety.
She'd like to reassure her parents they'll be back home for Christmas, but at this point, she's not really sure. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.